Leeds back in action after the international break, looking to get back in form and back into those playoff places too. Gary Monk's going to be a familiar face in the Elland Road dugouts, and he's back with Middlesbrough. It's Sunday lunchtime. You can hear the game on Radio Yorkshire. Borough come into the game with 3 wins in a row. Let's find out whether or not they're worthy of those 9 points and how they could perform on Sunday. We're joined by Jonathan Taylor from the Gazette in Middlesbrough. Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Hi there, how are you doing?
Yeah, very good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Really looking forward to the game, actually, on Sunday. I think it's a bit of a mouth-watering one just after the international break, which has been a bit of a bore, hasn't it?
Yeah, these international breaks come far too frequently for me. For you, Jonathan, you're coming in with 9 points, got in the last 3 games. I mean, are you guys in particularly good form, or has it just been a bit of luck to get you through those?
They're certainly in much better form than they were. I think everyone accepts it was a bit of a slow start this season. It was never going to be an overnight fix, given that, you know, the hangover from last season and relegation, and obviously Gary Monk, he brought in, you know, 10 new players. They were never going to really, you know, storm away in the first 10 games. But having said that, I mean, the points tally was pretty disappointing. And after the home defeat to Cardiff last month, Gary was probably under a little bit of pressure, not so much in terms of losing his job, but certainly, you know, amongst the supporters and convincing them that he had the tools to deliver promotion, and he had the vision of where exactly the club were going. But as I said, since then, I mean, it's the results business, and those 3 wins, especially the one at Reading, was absolutely invaluable time. It was like watching the Middlesbrough of old, really, the Middlesbrough under Aitor Kalanka, which is a bit of a compliment given their form in the Championship under him. Since then, it's been no frills, really. I mean, the game at Hull was perhaps Borough's most convincing performance of the season. The game against Sunderland, you know, the derby was always going to be a little bit of a turgid affair, but they got the 3 points, and, you know, that kind of getting that winning feeling at a time where really Borough had to start picking up points and making up some lost ground. It seems to have, touch wood, clicked at the right time.
With the whole Gary Monk coming back to Elland Road factor this weekend, do you see that being a big part of the game, or do you think that he just wants to ignore that and just get on business as usual, really?
I certainly think he'll want to ignore that. I'm sure all of the pre-match talk will be centred around Gary going back to Leeds. Of course it will. But I'm sure the message coming from him will be that, look, it's a big 90 minutes of football, and what happens on the pitch is more important. But it will inevitably bring a little bit of extra edge, a bit of spice to it, won't it? I'm sure that, you know, I saw that 32,000 you know, at least will be there on Sunday, a sold-out Borough allocation as well. So there will be plenty of kind of spice and venom from the stands, and probably a lot of kind of anger that Gary Monk obviously quit Leeds in the summer. It will play a part in the atmosphere. As for on the pitch, I'm not entirely sure how many, you know, players that played under Monk will start in that Leeds 11. Equally, a lot of the Borough team as well. I mean, it won't be much of a factor for them. So I think off the pitch, of course, that'll be the narrative. But I'm sure everyone across the board will be insisting that it's purely just on the game, and any side stories will take a back seat.
Of course, since Monk left Elland Road, it's Thomas Christiansen, the man who's in charge. The start for Leeds this season was really good. Recent form, though, has been something that is a worrying thing for Leeds. I mean, some fans would say it's much worse than that. I mean, what are you getting the sense from Borough fans that they're making of Leeds and how they've been of late, but also the season as a whole?
Well, one of surprise, certainly, in recent weeks, because I watched them on the opening day of the season, and I think it was at Bolton, wasn't it? And they're absolutely fantastic. And they really seemed to have gelled really well. And some of the football they were playing at the beginning of the season, you kind of thought, hang on, they've cracked it finally. But look, I mean, the run of form since is very, very concerning. And it's only understandable that question marks are now being asked of the manager. I think Borough fans will see this almost as a little bit of an opportunity, really, given, I mean, a few weeks ago, Borough, the last place they probably would have wanted to go was Elland Road. But on the back of the 3 wins and kind of the feel-good factor that's kind of returned up here, and complemented with Leeds' struggles and kind of the spotlight perhaps going on to Victor Orta and Thomas Christiansen, the feeling up here is one of kind of cautious optimism. It's never easy to go to Elland Road, and we've had some stinkers down there down the years. But in terms of a time to play Leeds, the feeling is that this might not be too bad a time.
Now, when it comes to the Borough squad, there's a couple of names that really stand out for me. One is Brittason Belonga, obviously coming up from Nottingham Forest, has settled really well, it would appear. Also, Martin Braithwaite, a player that I was a big fan of while he was playing over in France with Toulouse. He's at Borough, and he's had a decent start to the season too.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I identified him this week as probably the most important player between now and May for Middlesbrough. He played the first day of the season at Wolves, but then sat out for 7 weeks with a hamstring injury. And Borough did miss him. We didn't know at the time kind of what exactly he'd bring to the table. But since he's returned to fitness, he's played in that number 10 position. And he looks cut above, to be perfectly honest. It's no surprise that he's back in the Denmark squad. There's a kind of real intelligence about him, a guile. He kind of drifts through the game, picks up some lovely little pockets of space. And as you mentioned, that the other man you mentioned, Brittason Belonga, it's that partnership between Braithwaite and Brittason Belonga that really has whet the appetite, because there's no doubt that if them two are firing, there'll be few better partnerships in the division than that. That was the key for Gary Monk, and a bit of kind of consistency in terms of selection, which we've seen over the last few weeks, seems to have helped. But yeah, without a doubt, if Borough are going to get a result on Sunday, then Braithwaite and Brittason Belonga, we're working in tandem, is going to be the key combination.
Anybody you would say is a bit of an unsung hero, someone that really helps make things tick but doesn't really get the publicity that they deserve?
I'd certainly say Captain Grant Leadbitter of late. He didn't start the season in the team. Obviously, it was Adam Clayton, a guy that obviously Leeds fans will be well aware of, who started the season there, but he's since dropped completely out of the picture. He hasn't been in the last three squads. And that's down to the form, really, of Grant Leadbitter. He's the kind of character that he grabs this Borough team by the scruff of the neck. He leads by example, and he actually manages the game on the pitch as well. If Borough need to sit in for 5 minutes and ride out a little bit of pressure, he's the one that kind of is snarling at his teammates for concentration. But his combination with Johnny Howson, another one who Leeds fans will know all about as well, that's been a real kind of unsung partnership over the last few weeks. So I would say that, yeah, I mean, Grant Leadbitter and Johnny Howson will have a big role to play as well.
Yeah, it should be a fascinating game. Sunday kicks off 1:15. It's a match you can hear on Radio Yorkshire. Leeds United against Middlesbrough. It's been really great to get you on the show as well, finding out more from the Borough perspective from the Gazette. Jonathan Taylor, thank you for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.